You might remember a couple of years ago, I caught up with Todd Alexander about his new book at the time called 30 Bottles of Wine and a Pig Called Helga. Well, he's got a new book out called You've Got to Be Kidding, A Shedload of Wine and a Farm Full of Goats. And Todd joins us to have a chat about this morning. How are you doing, Todd?
I'm well, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well. More importantly, how's Helga these days?
She's a big girl. She's about 150 kilos. She's pretty strong-willed, but still every morning I'm able to get up close and give her some cuddles and kisses, so she's still my baby girl.
Oh, I like the sound of that. Now, having a read of your book, I've got some questions for you, Todd. Do you actually do your best thinking when you're mowing?
My son Charlie says I'm a bit like Kel from Kath and Kim. You know how he stops in the middle of the day and comes up with ideas for sausages?
Yeah.
Well, that happens to me when I'm on the mower. I literally can be mowing for 8 hours a day sometimes, particularly when it's a wet season like this year.
Yeah.
And I'll just get this idea and I'll be like, right, stop the mower, get out the phone, jot down an idea. I don't use a dictaphone like Kel. I'm not that tech savvy, so I just jot down my idea and then keep mowing. But, you know, some days I can do that 10 or 15 times a day.
You did come up with a good idea, though, with your tour bus.
Yeah, I thought it would be brilliant, Andrew. I just thought the money would be rolling in. I'd be driving around people to all the cellar doors. And then I realised how much hard work it was. And we had to advertise, and there was insurance. And, of course, there's all other little things that you have to worry about, which I cover in the book, like the scene where I kind of forgot that I needed to go to the bathroom while I was driving the tour bus. But I won't go into detail about that today. Yeah, it was a brilliant idea at the time, but it didn't quite turn out to be the lottery winner idea that I thought it would be.
Also, Todd, should anyone, in particularly the government, be looking into you for your child labour practices? We're a bit concerned as to what's going on there.
Well, if you compare us to the standard wage, I think my kids are doing all right. But, yeah, look, I don't mind if they get blisters while they work really hard on the property. I think that's all good for character building.
It really is. It is. You've experienced it, so why shouldn't the kids?
Well, you know, they live in the suburbs of Brisbane, so I figure when they come down here on a plane and they should see what living on the land's really like, it might make push them in a certain direction for their future. So, look, there have been no official complaints at this point in time, so thanks for encouraging the kids to call child services on me.
Happy to do what I can, mate. Also, you've had a few snake encounters.
Yeah, look, I can handle the bushfires, the drought, the flooding, all that kind of stuff is just, yep, I'll take it in my stride, but snakes tend to really get me. I just can't believe how fast they are. One day I'm feeding my goat and the Godzilla of brown snakes slithers practically between my legs.
Oh.
You can insert your own joke there. And I was just like, oh, that's too close for comfort. So I've got a good friend who's a snake catcher and I'm like, yep, come on over. And she's brilliant. And I just thought, yeah, you can have that job. And she very carefully removed the snake from around my animals. But it just gets the adrenaline pumping. And it's the one thing living on the land that when I see a snake, even about 100 meters away, I'm like, yep, you can have the entire property. I'm not coming anywhere near you. Thanks very much.
I'm exactly the same, Todd. I think, I love the idea of living rurally. But when it comes to the snakes, the more distance between me and them, the better the world is, as far as I'm concerned. I can't believe that people are more scared of spiders than they are of snakes.
Oh, no, I'm with you. They're just the lightning speed of them is phenomenal. But, you know, they always say that snakes are more scared of us than we are of them. And I've had quite a few close encounters. One thing I did learn coming from the city, I was always walking on the property with my head in my phone, you know, like everyone does in the city.
Yep.
And then one day I walk up and I hear this slithering about a meter away from me. And it was a huge brown snake. And so from that day onwards, I'm like, okay, it's probably better when you're walking through the property to look where you're going. But that ties nicely back to me being Kel on the mower. That's why I keep the grass so nice all around the property, because the shorter the grass, the fewer the snakes.
Well, there are plenty of fantastic stories. It's a great read. You've got to be kidding. A Shedload of Wine and a Farm Full of Goats. Another great addition to Todd Alexander's library. Looking forward to the next one. Have you started working on it yet, mate?
I have. It's a little bit different, so I'm not giving anything away, but hopefully it'll be out in a year or two, and I'd very much like to talk to you about that then.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Cheers, Andrew. Thank you.